Hey, this is a Life Minds podcast. This is an online radio program that exposes you to the dangers of not renewing your mind. When your mind is changed, your life will be transformed. Remember, where your mind goes, your life follows. On this program, we will explore lots of spiritual materials that will help renew your mind. The mind is a servant, either to your spirit or to your flesh. The mindset is what controls you. The mind is what you control. Don't use your mouth as a thermometer, which only reads the temperature of your current condition. Allow God's word to change your mouth into a thermostat, which changes the temperature of your life by confessing what God says. Renewing of the mind happens when we celebrate small victories and focus on what God is doing instead of what God is not doing. Listen to our Life Minds podcast and be energized in your spirit, be renewed in your mind, and constantly focus on your Creator. Join me every week and let us dive in into the world of change and growth. Our Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. A Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Hello everyone, I want to welcome you back to another brand new episode of A Life Minds podcast. This is a podcast that is meant to renew your mind, energize your spirit, and constantly lead you to your Creator. I remain your host, Itila, your Adelani. You should know that this program is a very unique program. This program will help renew your mind, and the major aim at the end is for you to constantly focus on your Creator. Now I want you to understand something. At the introduction of this program, your mindset is so powerful because that is what controls a man. If your mindset is wrong, I want to tell you, it takes a man in a wrong direction. But you have the right mindset, I want to tell you, you are in the right direction. So that is why this podcast is always here to help you renew your mind. It's here to explore lots of topics that relate to our everyday life and lead you to your Creator. Now, in the last episode, we talked about the difference between guilt and shame, and I tried to expatiate what guilt and shame is all about. And I promise that in this new episode today, we are going to talk about how to deal with shame, how to deal with guilt, how to deal with shame. But you must understand something. There are ways people deal with shame. There are ways people deal with guilt. You know, there are godly ways that you can deal with shame. And people deal with shame in their own way that can actually kill their mind. They can actually kill them. The devil, who is this, the orchestrator of this shame, will never ever relent. So it keeps suggesting to you, keeps telling you what is not, and it ends up making you to take the wrong decision. Now, if you look at in the book of John chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11, now we read about the story of a woman who found herself caught in the act of adultery. You remember that woman? Yes, she was guilty. No excuse. She was caught red-handed in the act. But something happened. Looking at it, in such an act, there was no way out of it. But you must understand, but there was actually a way out for this woman. Have you ever dealt with the same feelings of guilt and shame? Yeah, in the last episode, I told you that guilt is action-based, while shame is character-based. Guilt has to do with what you have done. And character has to do with shame has to do with your character. You look at yourself and you feel that you are worthless. You feel that you are nothing. Nothing good comes out of you. Shame batters your self-confidence. So looking at it, and I said something that if guilt, you know, you said you feel bad about something, and that okay, you have done this thing. If it is not quickly handled, it can graduate to shame. It can lead you to shame. Now, this shame is orchestrated by Lucifer himself, like I've said in the onset. So this shame can lead a man to the way of destruction. Now, if you have actually had the feeling in the past that God cannot forgive you, if you've had the feeling in the past that what you have done or some failures in your life, it's your own fault and you feel that there is nothing good about this, I want to tell you that that is the voice of the devil. And I actually expatiate more on this in the last episode. Now, if you have not listened to this last episode, listen to Guilt versus Shame. It will so much bless you. Now, I want you to understand, this woman I said just few seconds ago, John chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11, they grabbed the hands of this woman, they dragged her everywhere in the town, and they humiliated her. I guess we all know the story. She was humiliated, people were shouting, and can you just believe what this woman has done? And this woman was lowered in shame. People were listening, just shouting, see, master, see what this woman has done. See how she was caught in the very act. That's what the Bible put it. That's where the Bible put it. She was caught in the very act. I could just imagine how that woman would be feeling at that point in time. Probably you are in this woman's shoes. Because due to what you have done in the past, your past mistakes, your past failures, people have been talking to you. People have really, really washed you down. And because you have listened to the opinion of people, it has actually made you to lower your head in shame. And I know that that woman's soul will have felt wretched and empty and utterly lost, even at that very point in time. She willed. But then Jesus, the God in flesh, saw her. His gaze wasn't condemning and harsh. No, I can just imagine the loving look on that woman. And he spoke the words that silenced the accusers in an instant. He looked at this woman lovingly. He looked at this woman with a kind heart. And he gave out a word that actually dispersed her accusers. Then he gently blessed her with words that conveyed both forgiveness and freedom. And what is that word? He said, go and sin no more. Now, the same Jesus that forgave the woman caught in adultery is the same God that wants to offer you forgiveness. He wants to offer you hope, wants to offer you healing, no matter what you have done. So as you're hearing me, you're wallowing in shame. I want you to journey with me this very hour, and let's deal with this shame together. And let's deal with that intense pain you have for yourself. And let's deal together with the help of the Holy Spirit. With that helplessness you have found yourself. Perhaps you have buried your head in your pillow. You have buried your head in the corner of your room. You're just having, shame too can lead to suicide. Yes, I told you in some of my past episodes. I can remember that is Antidote to Noisy Mind. I told you that there are some demons that suggest suicide to people. Yeah, it's not you now. There are demons that suggest suicide to people. So if you're out there, you're listening right now, you have buried you because of your past shame, because of what you have done in the past. You're feeling so bad. You have buried your head in disgrace, and this word keeps ringing in your ear that there is nothing good about you. There is nothing good about your destiny. You cannot just make it. And even God some dirty words will even come that God's forgiveness is too holy to even forgive you. If you've ever heard that before, you know that your sin is too great. God does not have forgiveness for you. I want to tell you, it's a big lie. That's the word from Lucifer himself. So I want you to join in with me and let's look at how to deal with shame. Earlier on, I talked about how we naturally deal with shame. We might have fallen into one mistake or the other in the past, and we tend to just keep it to ourselves or just close it behind the door. But you must understand that our mistakes is not buried behind a closed doors. In fact, even if no one knows around us, but there is this inner torment that is constant. It keeps telling you that what you have done is bad. Yes, in a conversation you can deceive everybody else, but there are two people that you cannot deceive. You cannot deceive yourself, and you cannot deceive God, who is the all-knowing God. So the God that nothing is hidden from, even in darkness, darkness looks like light. Darkness is light to him, so you cannot deceive him. So you may deceive every other person, but one person, in short, two person, you cannot deceive. You can't deceive yourself. You will know that what you are saying is a lie. And God in heaven will know that what you're saying or you're talking about is a lie, is a big lie. So the inner torment continues like that. So you do sometimes, the way we naturally deal with shame, you decide not to talk about it. You try to hide from it. But I want to tell you that this thing, the picture of all that you have done in the past, will keep coming up. Yes. It will keep popping up, especially when you are idle. You are just seated on your bed. You are not even doing anything. It keeps popping up, and we all must face the aftermath of our mistakes. But thank God for Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, many of us get stuck in those dark areas, you know, in the deep prison of condemnation and guilt, and have no idea on how to climb out. So this, we are so locked up in this prison of shame. Now I want you to understand something. I told you, try to differentiate between the between guilt and shame. I said that guilt, it helps you to locate what you have done, and it gives you a prompting to make amends. But there is what we call condemning guilt. Condemning guilt is, it keeps washing down your kind of person. You know, condemning guilt just, it goes hand in hand with shame. So condemning guilt, it keeps telling you that you are not just, you are worthless. What you have done, you keep condemning yourself. You keep condemning yourself. And that is the most reason why most people don't receive mercy from God. Keep condemning yourself every day of your life. And you feel that your sins are too big that God can't forgive. Now, let's look at something. Is guilt conviction? Or let me put it this way. Is conviction the same as condemnation? Yes. I want you to ponder over that. Is conviction the same thing as condemnation? Now let's look at it together. Now let's journey and look at it together, because knowing all this will help us to get out, will help people out there listening to me to get out of shame and the condemning guilt. Now what is conviction? Now let's look at the meaning of conviction. Now conviction is God's prompting in our heart to make a decision that brings us in a closer relationship with God. You know, you make a decision, there are some things you were doing in the past, but later on you have the light of God shines brighter on that situation. You see the light, you see clearer. I said, okay, now this is the decision I want to take this time around. I'm not going to do it this way. I'm going to do it in another way that will keep me, that will make me stick to God, or that will give me a better fellowship with God. So I will also say my own definition is that conviction is helping you to learn a new way of getting closer to God. So God allow us to feel conviction so that we can live a humble, righteous life He has called us to do. So God permits conviction. And who does this work of conviction is the Holy Spirit. So no man does the work of conviction. So a man of God might be in the church, in the gathering of the saints, and he will be preaching and preaching and say, jumping, talking, preaching and all that. I want to tell you, if the Holy Spirit does not do the work of conviction in the heart of men, nobody will come out for altar call. That's the truth. Nobody will be out for altar call. So conviction is an important part of the Christian life. It's very important. So as we grow in Christ, this conviction helps us to see the light, helps us to learn new ways of getting closer to God. So we can't have God's grace without His gentle spirit of guidance. So if that spirit, that Holy Spirit is not there to guide us, I want to tell you, we can't just grow in grace. We can't grow in grace. So we could not grow spiritually without this prompting to live differently or to confess wrongful actions to Him. A new way of life. If you have actually taken the decision that, okay, this is the life I want to start living right now. That is what we call conviction. You have decided to live the old life and live a new life. And that new life that you're living, the aim of that new life is for you to have a closer relationship with God. Now, since conviction comes from God and God is the definition of perfect love, well, we can know that all convictions will be done from God's pure heart of love. Now, you are able to have conviction out of the perfect love of God to you. God loves you. So He wants you to live a different life from the life you have been living. And He wants you to live a perfect life. God is the perfect. He's our role model. Yes. Jesus Christ came into the world to show us a perfect definition of holiness. So God is a perfect definition of love. Now that is conviction. Now let's look at condemnation. Now condemnation, on the other hand, is a negative, destructive thought pattern. Now that seeks to destroy and undermine our self-confidence. That is what condemnation does. Condemnation is a negative. Now I want you to take note of that. It's a negative. It's a destructive thought pattern. You're thinking towards a particular direction, and thinking in that particular direction, it's a negative thought. It's a thought that seeks to destroy or pull down your self-confidence. So, condemning guilt, that guilt that keeps condemning you, it will now grow to the extent that the solution to that condemnation, that condemning guilt, is to hide, which now leads to shame. So, condemnation doesn't give healthy biblical answers to a situation, but rather, it always fills our hearts with some phrases like, you are worthless, you are a horrible person, you will never break this pattern. I don't know whether you get that. So this condemning guilt keeps coming, all this word that keeps popping up in your head are those words, you are horrible, you're not good enough, you are worthless. So those are the words that you keep hearing from condemnation, the condemning guilt. But when it comes to conviction, what you keep hearing, that you can be a better person, you can live a new life to get closer to God, you are dear to God's heart, God loves you so much. So that's the words you'll be hearing. So Jesus describes two distinct pattern of guardians in the parable of the sheep and the wolves. And if you look at the book of John chapter 10 verse 10 quickly, and the thief's purpose is to steal, to kill and to destroy. But the main purpose of Jesus is to give a rich and a satisfying life. So that guilt, that condemning guilt, the shame is the thief to steal your joy, number one, to kill you, and to destroy you totally. That is why even in the last episode I said, shame sometimes can even suggest suicide to somebody. When you've buried your head so much in shame that you cannot just handle it, what happens? You kill yourself. There's a story of a lady, young lady like that, some time ago. That was several years ago. This lady is late right now. We were made to understand, I was still very young then, you know, I was still in my teenage age. But this lady I was talking about is like a big auntie, you know, a sister in the church, a vibrant sister in the church. And along the line, something happened to the sister. We just learned that she committed suicide. And funny enough, she committed suicide and her corpse was found inside the church. Her head was buried inside the water system, inside the WC, in the restroom. But before she died, she dropped a note. Actually, this lady got pregnant. She was not married then. As when I was talking, she wasn't married. She was a single sister. And along the line, she got pregnant. And when she got pregnant, she aborted the pregnancy. But due to the shame and the inner torment that she could not handle, that she knows that abortion was wrong, she knows that aborting a child is killing, so why would I do such a thing? But there is this power that actually overwhelmed her, and she went for the abortion. So along the line, she could not just handle the torment again, and the only solution for her was to end her life, and that was the end. Now look at that scenario. This lady, she knows that abortion is wrong. She knows that abortion is bad. But, and at the same time, she could not handle the torment. And the only thing for her to do was to end her life. So you can see, she is guilty of two things. She killed the baby in her womb, one. And number two, she killed herself. So that's what shame can do. Now, there are four steps to have a freedom from this condemning guilt and shame. Now, how can we tell if you are facing true conviction from God or condemnation from the enemy? You know, some people might be going through this torment and may say, it's conviction from God, but it could be condemnation from the enemy. How can you tell? How can we remove this heaviness and guilt inside that result from our bad choices? So I have told you the difference between the condemning guilt and conviction. So if those words that you are hearing in your head is you're worthless and all that, trying to batter your self-confidence, watch it, you're condemning yourself. But if the word you are hearing behind is that you can be a better person, God loves you, God is waiting for you, is there to receive you, then that is conviction. Now, here are simple steps that you can take to get out of this condemning guilt and shame. Now, ask God for help to clarify where the guilt and shame is coming from. Sometimes we might not even need to ask God. We know where the guilt and shame is coming from. We know what we have done. We know what those things that is bringing this inner torment. We serve a good God, you know, who wants to help us untangle our often confusing emotions. You know, along the line, I told you that lots of voices keeps popping up in our head, and there are a lot of confusing emotions out there. But it is God that can clarify each emotion. What is this emotion all about? So go to a quiet place and take a few minutes to talk to God about all of this, your anger, your sadness, your guilt, you know. Some people just get angry anyhow. Some people just get sad anyhow, without even knowing the source of their sadness. So go through it and ask God. Examine yourself. Well, many people call this a quiet time, and you can learn how to have a quiet time with God. As you grow, you can learn how to have the quiet time with God. So we'll still talk about that. That's on the podcast on another day, how you can have a quiet time with God. Now, don't rush this process. No. Share your heart with God. Pour out your heart to Him. Now, it's okay if you need to spend several time alone with Him before you get clear answers about what's going on. Because the more time you spend with Him, the more He begins to unravel everything to you. Alright. Now remember that God is on our side always and wants to help us sort out a lot of things. He wants to give you healing, yes. He wants to give you everything you need. So you must settle this with Him. Ask Him, why am I feeling this way? Sometimes you might not even need to spend several hours before the answer comes. Yes, the answer comes easily. Now that's the very first thing. Ask God, what is the source of this anger, guilt, and shame? Then the next thing. Now separate the conviction from the condemnation. Yes, that's another thing you must do. Number one, you need to ask God. Then the next thing. Separate the conviction from the condemnation. Now, during those moments, God may show you that your feeling of guilt and shame are complicated mix of both conviction and condemnation. Yes, it happens. It could be the mixture of both condemnation and conviction. That's fine. It's normal. So don't be too hard on yourself, okay? So be gentle with yourself as you separate out conviction from condemnation. Sometimes I even make a list of convictions and condemnation so that I can really see on paper what's going on. Yeah, it happens. So you can write them down. Write down the voices that you're hearing. Write the ones that you feel it's a conviction on one side. And another one, you feel those voices you're hearing that you feel it's a condemnation on another side. Then take a look at them. Now learn from the conviction. That's the third point now. Number one, I said, ask God, what is the source? Number two, I said, separate conviction from condemnation. And number three, learn from the conviction and restate the condemnation. Remember that God can use the feelings of guilt and shame for a good purpose. Yes, God can use it. But not most people don't actually get out of it. Except it's for God's purpose. What other things is God trying to share with you? That's conviction. Yes, you have made down this list. What is that thing that God is trying to teach you? How is God trying to direct you back on a good path? So you have written those things down. What is God trying to tell you? What is God trying to show you? So by doing so, ask for forgiveness and for His help in living out those truths. Ask God for strength and help, even at this time. Now, conversely, with emotions are flat, outlies meant to destroy. Now, it means to destroy condemnation. Now, all those negative and destructive words or thoughts in your life, they are meant to destroy you. They are meant to pull down your self-confidence. So separate them and ask God for forgiveness. Tell God to have mercy upon you for thinking in such direction. Now the next thing. Let go of guilt and shame and walk on. Now, once God has revealed any conviction and you've asked for forgiveness and helped to live differently, and is showing you how to rework the condemnation into truth. You can walk in forgiveness and freedom. So you don't need to listen to those evil voices any longer. I said he will have helped you to rework the condemnation into truth, in the sense that all those things you're condemning yourself for, that okay, this is what I have done. I have really done this thing bad. I mean, I've done something very bad. Now, walking your condemnation into truth is that you now see that, okay, I guess it's what God is teaching me. All right, I'm not going to do it this way again. I'm going to do it in a new way so that I can make God happy. So once you have done that, you have asked for forgiveness. Then walk in forgiveness and freedom. So those thoughts of guilt and shame don't have to plague you further. You don't allow those thoughts to keep tormenting you any longer. God's word says that when he set us free, we are free indeed. So why will you allow those words, those evil and negative thoughts, to torment you? Remember that woman caught in the act of adultery, who saw nowhere to turn and no way out. Well, God is reaching out to everyone. Be ready to listen and to offer your guidance. He's there to offer you guidance, and he's there to offer you healing. So if you make use of all these four steps I just mentioned, I want to tell you, you can leave and walk out of shame. Now, remember the instance of the lady that said committed suicide several, many, many years ago. Yes, she knows that abortion was wrong, but she went ahead to do it. But killing herself wasn't the solution. She should have gone to someone that is older or matured in faith to share a problem with the person. She should have gone for counseling, open up to somebody. Without it, as which will really help her to get out of that situation. So if you're listening to me, anyone out there listening to me, you are in a similar shoe with this lady, or you have done something, might not be abortion or something very horrible, you know that's a sin. You're a child of God, but you fell into the sin and you feel that, I can't just face God. That is why the Bible says you come boldly before his throne to ask for grace and mercy in times of need. So the only thing is that not to take God for granted. Most people out there take God for granted. We feel that, okay, I will ask for forgiveness. He's loving, he's kind, he's gracious, he's merciful. So once I do this thing, I am free to go back to ask for mercy. And he will definitely forgive me. I want to tell you, you're taking God for granted. Well, you know this thing is wrong. And perhaps, peradventure, you fell into it. You don't need to you don't need to condemn yourself for too long. Yes, you've done it. What I've done is bad. God, what I've done is bad. Forgive me. You go to your father and say, forgive. And I promise I will not do it again. Holy Spirit, help me. That should be the prayers of everyone. Because devil himself, he will always come back. He will definitely come back. Always coming back to try us in one way or the other. All right. So with this few points, you should be able to get out, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to get out of this condemning guilt and shame. So it doesn't matter the level of your sin. It doesn't matter the level of, you don't know how far you have actually gone deep in that sin. God is ready. He's ready to deliver you. He's ready to pick you out of that shame, out of that guilt, and make you stand on your feet and give you a better life and give you a better understanding of his word, so that you can grow better, so that you can have a smooth a smooth relationship, a smooth fellowship with Him. God bless you. Every episode of this podcast, the Life Mind podcast, is downloadable. Feel free to download this podcast. Like, share, you know, drop your comment. I'll definitely respond to every comment. And if you want to reach me, you're looking for someone to pray with you and some words of encouragement, you can reach me on this number, +234 90 472 109. I take it again, +234 90 9247 2109. Always remain and be focused on your Creator. So this is a Life Minds podcast, a podcast that renew your mind, energize your spirit, and constantly connect you to your Creator. Thank you and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Alive Mind Podcast. Every episode of this podcast is downloadable. Feel free to share this podcast anytime. Keep living in the fullness of God's word.